AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The CIA concluded Russia interfered with the presidential election to help Donald Trump. The president-elect's reaction?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it.
He was on Fox News Sunday. On CBS's Face the Nation, Senator John McCain says election hacking is part of Russian cyber warfare.
The Russians have interfered in a lot of other elections. The Russians have hacked into some of our most secret military information. The Russians have been active using it as a tool as part of Vladimir Putin's ambition to regain Russian prominence and dominance.
Also, President-elect Trump says he is not interested in getting daily intelligence briefings. Flights are being delayed and canceled in the Midwest and along the Great Lakes. A big winter blast is bringing lots of snow, more than 2 feet at Dennis Ebner's house in Wickliffe, Ohio. Some people around him didn't get as much snow.
Lake Cleveland is situated, I guess it was from the glacier years ago, there's a flat, and then all of a sudden there's a rise, and everybody up the hill is where the snow pelts us.
Some parts of Cleveland got about a foot of snow. At last check, Chicago's aviation website says more than 1,200 flights have been canceled at O'Hare, 175 at Midway Airport. Today is a day of mourning in Turkey for the 38 people killed in two bombings near a soccer stadium in Istanbul. The AP's Dominique Sogel has the story.
The attack targeted police officers hitting a riot police bus stationed outside the stadium. Most of those killed were police officers, although civilians were also among the casualties.
A Turkey-based militant group is claiming responsibility for the attack in Istanbul. A bomb killed 25 people at Egypt's main Coptic Christian cathedral, one of the deadliest attacks on the country's Christian minority in recent memory. This is AP Radio News. For the third weekend in a row, Disney's Moana is number one at the box office.
I am Moana of Motunui. This is my canoe, and you will journey to different...
All right, get over it. We gotta move.
Office Christmas Party finished in second place. Moana's reign at the top is likely to end. Premiering Friday is the latest Star Wars movie, Rogue One. In Miami today, former President Bill Clinton said former Attorney General Janet Reno never took the easy way out when making the tougher decisions when it was the right thing to do. Clinton delivered the eulogy at a memorial service for Reno, who died last month. Clinton appointed her the nation's first female Attorney General. Current Attorney General Loretta Lynch also spoke in Miami. She says Janet Reno was a trailblazer for women and minority lawyers. Janet Reno died of complications from Parkinson's disease. She was 78. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.